Okay, Rabbi Isai, so tonight we're here to discuss a little bit to be maspid Kobe Bryant. I think the news shocked all of us, especially it was the circumstances is very shocking, not just, and truth is that he's, whether or not should be or not, but I think that he was a very important figure in all of our, at least anyone here's lives growing up or whatever. A legend in that sense, and everyone who was into basketball as a kid, he was really a household name. But before I start, and I don't think you guys need me to expand upon that to read his resume. We all know that. But before I start, I think it's important to mention that we're not necessarily being maspid at tzaddik, we're being maspid at gadol in the magnitude sense of the term, in the significance, in the leadership, whatever. But tzaddik, especially, firstly, is a basketball player, who knows? But especially considering the fact that we all know in around 2005, there were rape allegations. And, like, it's not, we shouldn't just pretend to, like, brush those under the rug as if that didn't happen. I never found guilty. But it's a big yisod that, v'sem nikiim me'ashem Yisrael, like, if you're really a tzaddik, like, you don't have things, suspicions about you. Maybe that's also the yisod of the sugya of yichud, tzarich iyun, ayin alav sham. The Rambam in Hilchos Avel, Perek Yud Gimel, has the famous thing about Avelos. Kol mi sheino misabel kemo shetzivu chacham hari zachzari. El yifchad v'yidag v'fash v'shmasa v'yachzor b'tshuva v'echad m'bnei chavura shemes tidag kol ha-chavura kula. One who doesn't have Avelos, like the chamim, to command you is insensitive. Rather, you should be worried, and you should examine your ways, and you should do tshuva. One person in a crew that died, the whole chabura, the whole crew, should be worried. And then in the beginning, it says, in the first days of Avelis, you should view yourself as if there's mamish, a knife on your throat, and then it goes and weakens as the days go on. But the point is that as NBA fans, the pshat in the Rambam is that a person who's insensitive to the way Hashem works might not realize, might think that just that's the way the world works. People live, people die, and it has nothing to do with us. But someone who understands the way life really works knows that there's schar v'onesh, and Hashem might be bringing punishment, and you, as someone who's part of that group, might also be involved in that punishment. In addition, and obviously anyone who's an NBA fan in the conceptual sense of the term is really part of the chabura of Kobe Bryant. But probably, if you don't want to say such a metaphysical statement, at least in the sense of learning from his ways, in terms of maybe what you could avoid or learn from it. In that sense, that we should learn how we could have been different, or we should learn how maybe how what the dead person's actions might have led to his downfall. I think if we were to sum up Kobe Bryant's mahus, it'd be kochi va'otzem yadi, which is the concept of my strength and my power and the strength of my hand. So that's obviously a negative thing. The Pesukim and Akef say you shouldn't feel that about all you benefit in all the benefits you have in when you go into Eretz Yisrael. But the truth is that Kochi Votzim Yadi, Asali Es HaChayil Zed, there is Chayil sometimes when one has Kochi Votzim Yadi. I think we've definitely saw that in the positive aspect as well in Kobe Bryant's career. We all know that Kobe Bryant was like an extremely hard worker. You know, a million YouTube videos, articles, features that speak about this. And Kobe Bryant's like just obsession. Mentally and his physically and his dedication to the sport was number one. And you saw this, and you also saw that he really mastered lots of skills. He perfected his craft. And you saw this in the beginning of his career. He was just an athletic freak. But then as he got later in his career and the athleticism waned, you saw that he shifted to a skilled game. What also we saw, we're famous as Kobe's a tough shot maker. Kobe also always made shots that were difficult to make. Not only, you know, shooting open threes, but also very difficult shots. You know, the off-balance, with out of rhythm three while someone's on him. We also saw perseverance of Kobe Bryant. Always Kobe, like, pushed really hard. Two famous memories is after he tore his Achilles, basically ruining his career, he went back to the free throw line and took the two free throws. Or we all know, in I think it's the 09 finals or the 2010 finals, Kobe played those finals and won with a broken hand, a broken finger. That's all this is an expression of his extreme work ethic of the Kochi Votzim Yadi. Another thing that's interesting is Kochi Votzim Yadi of confidence. that Kobe Bryant was very rare in the sense that following Michael Jordan's era, there's tons of next Michaels. And all of them usually failed, or all of them hid from it, or the ones who didn't hide for it, you know, it crushed them. But Kobe, not only did he not hide for it, not only did he fail, Kobe really embraced that legacy. He embraced that Misora, and he actually tried, and you see, his game was very much modeled after Michael. But at the same time, even though he was following in Michael's ways so much, it didn't crush him. And that really comes from a very strong sense of self-esteem. It's when you follow in some ways, there could be two ways you follow. Either because you're very weak, and so you need to like grab onto someone and grab onto someone's legacy, or the opposite, just you don't have self-esteem problems, but you know that's a good way to go, and so you're going in that direction. We also saw Kobe's, out of his great sense of self-value, after his career was over, he very much shifted into the teaching role. And, you know, you saw him trying to mentor other places. He did those videos on ESPN called Kobe's Clinic or something like that, you know, where he studied different players. He used to invite players to come learn by him, etc. There's a quote from Kuntros Asfekos, which talks about how it's very natural for someone who learns a lot to then want to give it over. But all that's on the positive side. But I think we also saw extreme negative side on the Kobe's extreme, like, sense of self and kochivo tzimiati. That we saw in his game is very simple. He was like he wasn't a very willing passer often, you know? Mm. You disagree?
That's a misconception.
Okay. I think he oftentimes didn't pass right away. Okay, but there's other measures of assists. V'lochein v'inkam makom l'harich. The other thing is obviously he also, out of his sense of I'm so great, also he chased Shaq out of town, who was a better player than he was, and ultimately broke up one of the great great duos of all time. Also, this sort of sense of that I'm invincible is also oftentimes what leads to great chataim, which we saw in the case of his sexual assault charges with the woman. Very specifically, oftentimes, see, even amongst the Lahavdil, you know, people involved in Klei Kodesh who get in great sins, they oftentimes say that it was their gaiva that allows them to get into this place. And even towards the downfall of his career, you see this midah expressed itself bad. And that's the Achilles injury, actually. The studies showed that it was actually overusage leading into the injuries, into the actual injury, that he was playing an insane amount of minutes, etc. And then also, even after the injury, when he came back, he extended his career like way too long, and he neutered the Lakers franchise, and he caused them to maybe stunt their growth, and for sure, it didn't make sense, the amount of minutes and attention he got. But just to conclude, I think it's pretty shocking news, and I think Kobe will all have like fond memories of his great career. He's really a legend, as someone said right before we got into the room. Probably the ultimate aspect of his legend is personified in the fact that when you shoot a piece of paper at the garbage can, Kobe, you have to scream Kobe. It says so much. And then now, in our door, when he's gone, it was a big question. What do you scream now? Like Steph, but maybe not, or Harden, or Dirk?
Kobe.
Unclear. It's Kobe forever. I think he's a legend. I think there's a lot of things we can learn from his career and just appreciate what... I think just appreciate basketball because he's fun, and also appreciate his career and what we could learn from it. Anyone who wants to stay behind, I'm going to show a 7-minute video, just Ian into his career, if anyone who wants. Thanks for coming.